This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Unionized faculty members at Western Illinois University have agreed to take pay cuts to help the school cope with a drastic decrease in state aid. Members of the University Professionals of Illinois chapter at Western voted overwhelmingly to defer 3% of their compensation for the next 2 years. They also agreed to pass up a negotiated 1% salary increase. The money deferred will be paid back in fiscal years 2019 and 2020 if some conditions are met, such as the university getting at least 60% of its state appropriations this fiscal year. So far, lawmakers have only released to Western and other public universities 30% of their share of state aid. UPI members who earn less than $40,000 annually are exempt from the deferral program. Bill Thompson is president of the UPI chapter at Western. He says the union and the administration started working out details of the agreement in March.
I feel pretty good about it. I mean, no one likes to give up money. I don't want to give up money. I'd rather not give up my raise. I'd rather not give up 3%. But, you know, when the university's got its back against the wall, and when it's actually got its back pushed up against the wall, I mean, it's not, like I said, it's not that the administration has, through some fantastical act of incompetence, caused this problem. No, it's nothing they did. And it's nothing that the economy itself did, right? No, this is not about the economy, and it's not about the administration. This is a political problem, right, caused by our governor and the legislators who went along with him. Mm-hmm. And so the administration had to solve this problem the best it could, and so one of the things it did was come and ask us for our help.
Do you have an idea of how much this will help, what the estimated savings will be?
Well, from the UPI, it's about $3.3 million over 2 years. So you can do the math. That's about $1.65 million per year.
Why a deferral program instead of looking at just a cut?
We want to help the university, sure. But this is an extraordinary circumstance, but caused by an external problem. But if the external problem is solved, right, then our money is no longer needed, then we should get it back.
You were telling the crowd that it's a very optimistic agreement in that it has that deferral program. You're hoping things will get better.
Yeah, it is, in that it assumes that the university will be in better shape in 2019 than it is now, that it will have better appropriated dollars, that's the General Revenue Fund, GRF, and that it will have a better income fund, that's from tuition. And that means that we'll be more students, right? So that the underlying premise of this agreement is that things are going to get better.
And obviously that does sound optimistic. How realistic do you think that is?
Well, they can't get too much worse. the real question to me is the deferral program itself. What the enrollment, I think that's the biggest hurdle, is the enrollment in FY19. Can it be back to 90% of what it was in FY15? That's the biggest challenge. Because recovering from the wound that the governor has given the university may take more than 3 years. Because we have to recover confidence. Right, I mean, we're talking about high school juniors, sophomores, and freshmen, right, who themselves may not be thinking about college right now, but their parents. And their parents are going to be well aware of the situation that happened at Western and at Eastern, Chicago State, and other places. And that kind of uncertainty will naturally make people want to gravitate towards things that seem more certain, that have a history of more certainty. It's going to be a bit of a challenge. But if we get full funding, if everything comes back to normal, I don't think it's a challenge that we can't overcome, we can't meet. I'm hopeful that way. I mean, I believe in Western. I like working here. We've got good faculty. We've got good staff. Just what we need is a budget that respects what we're trying to do here, which is to educate the young. And education is not cheap. It never has been. It never will be.
Bill Thompson is the president of Western's chapter of University Professionals of Illinois. The current UPI contract with Western Illinois University expires at the end of June 2017. Thompson says they couldn't reach an agreement to extend it, so he says the union and administration in August will start talks on the next contract. Thompson says the last full contract negotiations were in 2007, and it took 10 months to reach an agreement. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.